The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs on his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. My friend Tom Angelotti was very anxious to graduate from Princeton University. He had worked very hard for 4 years. He wanted to be a teacher. He loved kids and was loved by most of them. And he got a degree in education. And he finally got a job to teach 7th and 8th grade. If you know anything about teaching, you'll know that that's not the way to start. Because it happens to be that the kids at that age are very, "I know everything." Tom was a very generous and giving guy. And the first couple of months of his 7th and 8th grade, nothing went wrong. The kids liked him, he liked the kids, and it was going well. He was very happy. And the kids were very happy, the parents were very happy. Because he kind of was not much that much older than them. They were about 12, 13 years old, and he was about 22 or 23, so not that much older. He was young-looking. Then, of course, something happened. One of the kids had a meltdown, which happens in every class. The kid just screamed, "I can't get it." He was teaching math. Now, math, except in 8th grade, is a very difficult thing. It's trigonometry or geometry or something like that. And the kid had a meltdown. He couldn't do it. He's screaming, "I can't get this. I can't get this." And he disrupted the whole class. He went over to him and he calmed him down. And finally he said, "Listen, I'll meet you after school. And we'll get it done." Well, that seemed to calm him down. Well, after school, he taught him for 3 hours. And finally the kid said, "I think I got it." And he did. He tested him again, and he did. He got it. The kid was very satisfied, and Tom was very satisfied. He had experienced his baptism of fire, the first crisis in his teaching career. Why do I say a baptism of fire? Because a baptism is a commitment to someone or something. If you remember your children's baptism, it was a time of great happiness in a family, great happiness in the church. In fact, I had a baptism today at 1 o'clock of somebody in the parish. Because of COVID, they couldn't come for a year and a half. The baby was a year and a half because they didn't live here. They live in North Dakota. But I could see the joy on the parents' face when we pour the water on him. Baptism is a very simple ceremony, one of the most simple in the church. "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And we anoint their head with oil. And we ask the parents, "Will you, as the parents of this beautiful child, continue to teach her," was it her, "about Jesus Christ? Will you be responsible until this child can make their own decisions? And hopefully they will make the decisions that the parents have made." And I just want to parenthetically take that question out of what I'm saying here. One of the great problems in the Catholic Church of the many that we have, is that children of good people, good parents, they raise their kids well, they take them to church, they can put them in Catholic school or put them in a religious education. The parents have done everything possible to bring them up in our faith, to teach them by word and example how to live a Christian life. The most difficult job in this world. And then the kids change. Then the kid says, well, I'm 18, I'm not going to church. Then they get married, they don't want to be married in the church. They want to be married on the beach. Or they want to be married in a venue or in a golf course. We face these all the time. And so do so many parents in our parish. And then they have a child. And then the parents, you say to your kids, well, when are you going to have the kids baptized? We're not going to have the kid baptized. We're going to let him or her make their own decisions. Totally antithetical to the way we were raised and brought up. And parents want an answer to that. And I say to them, don't get upset. They will come back at some point, at some time. You have raised them to be good people. Don't worry about the child. If something, God forbid, happened to that child's going right to heaven. We were taught that. Remember the Baltimore Catechism? The God that I believe in, the God that I celebrate tonight, and the God that you come here to worship, is a God of love who died for us. Don't be afraid. Let them live their life. Your job is pretty much done when they walk out of your house. They're good people. You've raised them that way. Don't be afraid. I know a lot of parents are so upset at what's happening in this world now. What we believed, they don't believe. What is right is wrong. What is wrong is right. What is left is right. What is right is left. Nobody knows. It's not right, but it's the way it is. And how? What is our Christian response? Don't forget, baptism is not a one-time thing. It's not 2 minutes that we pour water on a kid's head. It's a commitment every day. You made the commitment through your sponsors and your parents many, many years ago, as I did. But whether or not I take that commitment to heart and live it is up to me. And us, and each one of us. What is our commitment to Jesus Christ? What is our commitment that every day that we are confronted with decisions and hurt and people that don't like us and hurt us and tough decisions, what is our Christian commitment to that? We are Christians when we're baptized. What is the depth of our commitment? It is not easy. Believe me, it is not easy. You know that. And that's why we come here on weekends. That's why we come here to celebrate the Eucharist, to ask God to give us the strength, to give us the courage to answer our baptismal promises, to live a life following Jesus. Very difficult thing to do. That's why baptism is not just to pour the water. It's a commitment to a person. It's a commitment to a way of life. It's a commitment to a lifestyle. And people can live 80, 90, 100 years now. It's a long time to be committed. But with God's help, we can do it.